We're talking food. If you've had the experience, I would love to hear from you, because this next offering in the city of Johannesburg has been to some of the major cities in the world. Diners in London, in Toronto, in Dubai, and across other capitals have experienced La Petite Chef. This is a dinner time story dining experience. I love just the idea of dinner and a show. We do have certain concepts in our city that bring you a dinner and a show, but nothing like this. I don't think I've ever come across anything like it. So it's the world's smallest chef and La Petite Chef, and they're ready to bring the biggest debut to the city of gold. So I'm going to let Paul Rossart, who is my guest, owner of this event, to tell us more about it. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Azania. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, today what we often do on Fridays is we eat, you know, we sample the food, but today was completely different because you delighted us with the experience of La Petite Chef. So it is a pop-up restaurant that's come up at the Quartermain, the Fair City Quartermain.
That's correct.
Right? Opened on the 27th of March. That's just here in Morningside. But it is a dinner and a show and a story.
Azza, this is the most incredible thing that South Africa is going to be witness to. Mm-hmm. I was very lucky to experience it in 7 countries of the world and had to bring it back for South Africa to experience.
Yeah.
It is tabletop projection. So we've never really had tabletop projection in South Africa before. And the story gets told out of a book where we've got 3D mapping and augmented reality.
Oh my.
So there's no discomfort in wearing glasses or anything else to have the experience. And it's literally a story that takes you on a journey around the world in 2 hours.
Yes. Oh, I watched a video earlier on, and the experience, I don't want to call it graphics, as you said, it's a 3D experience using a projector onto these surfaces that are on your table.
Correct.
So your place setting is a setting that allows you to dine, that allows you to have elements of where you're traveling to, quote unquote. And of course, for La Petite Chef to tell you about his travels.
Absolutely. The cutest little chef. We actually call him our little guy now because we love him so much. But Le Petit Chef is only 58 millimeters high. He pops out of a storybook. And literally the pages of the storybook are blank.
Yeah.
And they come alive with the projection and the 3D mapping and the augmented reality. And this little guy literally takes you on a journey.
Incredible.
It's the spice route. And you follow the spice route from Marseille in France all the way through to China. And as you go, we stop in the various countries of the Silk Route. And we experience the food and the decor and the props and the smells, the sights, the sounds.
Yes.
And most importantly, the tastes.
Yeah. So La Petite might be from France, but then we follow the adventures of, was he Austrian? Marco Polo.
Marco Polo, he was actually an Italian.
Italian.
So he's from Venice, yes. And he went out on the spice route himself back in the day. And literally we follow in the story and the footsteps of Marco Polo. The reason why Marco Polo is so interesting, and you might have heard his name being screamed by children in a swimming pool, for example.
Yes, Marco.
Is, yeah, exactly. He is the first of the explorers that actually documented his travels. Mm-hmm. So there were many other explorers that went on the Silk Route, but he was the first one to come back and actually write the book.
Right.
And that's how we've now linked the story. And the story book that you open reveals the travels of Marco Polo with our little chef taking you along the journey.
Yeah, so we also get to explore the food of different parts.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've partnered with Tristan Latou, who is the executive chef at the Fair City Quartermain. Tristan is absolutely phenomenal in terms of what he can do. I've run many events with Tristan in the past, and he manages to do the unbelievable presentation, incredible taste, flavors, and it's just an exquisite evening. And one of the reasons why I didn't bring in all of the food today is because I didn't want you to have the experience other than at the actual show itself.
And with all the other elements.
Absolutely. It's something that you've got to experience with all of the elements. So there's a lot out there on all of the various social media platforms.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
one of the questions that I asked when I flew over to Belgium to Skull Mapping, who are the creators, and Nadine Bashir, who comes from Dubai and Egypt. She's actually the show producer for the international productions.
Yes.
The first question I asked them is, why do they allow so much on YouTube and so much on social media in terms of exposure of dinner time stories and the little chef? And they said to me, they had a smile on their face when they said it, but they said to me, you can obviously tell that you haven't had the experience yet. And they were quite right. You know, I was asking a question without having had the experience. experience.
Right.
And honestly, now I've watched the AV and I've had the experience so many times and I still can't get enough.
Right.
And it's definitely about the 4D experience. So the 3D is coming through in the projection, with but the you're getting senses. The 4D and it's every single one of the senses that we are stimulating.
Yes.
So you cannot have the experience without actually sitting and having everything. You know, the staff that I'm working with, the most phenomenal crew that have literally come from a waiter background where they sat
the
in
touch
a boardroom.
Of performance.
Absolutely. And they sat in a boardroom for 2 weeks while I spoke to them with paperwork, etc. And then we only took them into the actual space and started training them. This is service like you've never seen before. So it's not, hey, waiters bring in the food. This is a military operated ballet, if you like. It's a coordinated between the kitchen. It's coordinated between what's happening on the floor. And these waiters have really extended themselves to deliver at an international standard. They are incredible. Yeah. The staff is superb.
And each course, of course, between each course, you transition, which they assist with, of course, that transition.
Absolutely.
To bring you the next chapter of the journey.
Correct. So when you do arrive out of Marseille into Arabia, you'll notice that our staff do something, which I'm not going to reveal.
No, we don't want the
reveals. We want
reveals.
Some surprises.
Keep those surprises.
Yes, some surprises. But they do start changing and there's a reveal as you transition from one country to the next.
Yes.
Which the staff absolutely love because they get to travel the journey with the guest.
Yes.
And what better way for a South African to travel internationally without having to worry about the visas and the exchange rates, etc.
And then all the other, I don't want to call them, they're not artifacts, but all these pieces that complement not just the food, but the country or the region that you are in. Tell me about that and sourcing them and creating and these themes around each particular course.
Absolutely. So every single one of the props that we bring in for each course is 100% authentic from the land of origin.
Wow.
So if you do go to the Arabian course during our meal or the Indian course during our meal, everything that we're plating up the food in is 100% authentic. So for example, the placemats have been produced with Egyptian palm leaves. The pottery that you're eating out of, I actually carried back myself 300 kgs of excess luggage. Air France, who are one of our partners, actually did help as well to bring back some of the specialized plates that we use for the projection and the tabletop mapping that takes place during dessert. So while I'm talking about Air France, let me tell you that there's an added benefit for anybody who actually attends the event.
Yes,
Air France have very kindly given us 2 air tickets. So one lucky winner is going to travel across to Marseille, which is the birthplace of Le Petit Chef. It's the most incredible seaside village in the south of France on the southern coastline. And Air France are giving those tickets away. So honestly, anybody who attends the event gets that opportunity. And they don't just get one opportunity. In actual fact, when they attend we give them a referral card. And if they fill in a friend's name and that friend then gets the referral card and books and returns that card, you get the second opportunity to win the tickets as well.
So the way it's been received all over the world, because it's been a bit of a sensation, you started on the 27th of March. What are South Africans saying?
South Africa's going crazy. South Africa are loving it. And thank goodness we are actually delivering to the international standards of expectation. And in fact, I think we're actually doing it better. Just to let you know that we are the largest in the production of Dinner Time Stories. We have a 52-seater at the Fair City Quartermain Hotel. The next largest production is in Stockholm, and they have 40. So when I heard that Stockholm had 40, I said, no way, South Africa has to be bigger. And then, of course, comes with the word bigger, best. And we are certainly performing to the best, as far as I'm concerned, from what I've seen from the international standards and delivery of Dinner Time Stories.
Yes. I know that it's the pages, of course, that the projector goes on.
Right.
And then the plates. What's so different about those plates versus our ordinary white plates?
You know what? These plates have been specially imported and they've got a special coat on them in order for them to have ultra HD projection take place onto them. So literally the story all takes place in a specialized book, which has got the specialized paper inside of it.
So that's specialized paper.
Correct.
I saw that the thickness, it was thicker.
Correct.
Than,
And those books are real leather. So they're leather bound and they were produced in Egypt. And I actually carried them back as hand luggage. So yes, the books are specialized. And then obviously to protect those books, we produce a tray and a lot of the courses come out on a tray that protects the book. But at the same time, the tray tray is plated up with propping. Mm. Inside of the tray is specialized paper as well. Mm-hmm. We don't try to hide too much of the technicals, so we actually are not hiding the projectors. We want people to see because they're going to look anyway because it's such an exciting aspect. Okay. They want to know how it works. But we don't reveal the full secrets. Uh-huh. So I have partnered with a technical company, Rocket AV, and Rocket AV are the only ones really that know the real deal mm-hmm. behind how we make the magic happen. Mm-hmm. But we can take Rocket and Le Petit Chef and Dinner Time Stories into any event in South Africa.
Ah.
So besides just having the pop-up restaurant of Dinner Time Stories South Africa, we have Le Petit Chef. And Le Petit Chef basically has four projections. One of them is a seafood soup, a bouillabaisse seafood soup.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is the preparation of a seafood. From there, we go into the preparation of a meat course. And then there's obviously a final one, which is the dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of those went viral on YouTube when Scale Mapping produced them. They literally had 10 million hits in 3 months. And that's how Dinner Time Stories came about. So Nadine obviously worked with the boys and she produced Dinner Time Stories. But we have secured in South Africa both aspects. So we have Dinner Time Stories, but we also have the four Le Petit Chef projections. Mm-hmm. And those we can take into any event space.
I see.
So we can take those into a corporate, for example, and we can do as many people as the corporate can afford.
Great.
So a great offering in terms of eventing and taking little chef home with you too.
That sounds like a memorable event, a memorable experience. So how do we find that? It's an Instagrammer's dream.
Oh,
actually.
Completely. Social media, so loving it.
How can our listeners make bookings?
Okay, so our bookings are available on CompuTicket. CompuTicket has got a page under the lifestyle aspect of their website. So any CompuTicket will know what you're talking about when you say it. Plus, if you go through to dinnertimestories.co.za.
Yeah.
So that's dinnertimestories.co.za.
Excellent.
And you click on any one of our links, it'll take you straight through for booking.
All the best.
Thank you so much.
What an adventure. What an adventure to go on while you dine. It's the perfect, I think, date sort of experience.
Absolutely. And
By the way, what about children, especially 9, 10-year-olds
yes.
will really find this fascinating?
So we have a children's lunch on a Sunday, which is really exciting. And it's a complete children's menu. So we have taken into account that they won't like the Indian course too much when they get to India, if it's too hot, etc. So we have changed it up. And then just to let you know, for date night, awesome, we've got specials running at the Quarter Main where you can have a single room.
And
if you
jeez,
single room, or if you get lucky, you can get a double room at really, really good rates.
Okay. Well, Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Anzi. I can't wait to have you there.
So please let me know.
Yeah, and
the videos, and it looks incredible.
Absolutely.
We'll show you
the real food this time.
Exactly. Wow, so that is Dinner Time Stories, and that was Paul Roussat, and he is the man who's brought this incredible, incredible experience to South Africa. It has been to some of the world's major capitals, so why not visit their pages and see if you're up for this kind of experience and meet Le Petit Chef.